Hello, everybody! I hope you guys are doing really, really well. And we have a special shout out that goes to Ethan. And Ethan wanted to have a story about himself who goes on an adventure to space with his best friend, Bobby. And Bobby is a teddy bear. And yeah, that would really make his day. So Ethan, you are from England, and yeah, we are so excited to give you this story. We really hope you like it, and here it is. Ethan loved to watch the stars. He lived a long way from a big city where the night sky was dark and the stars sparkled. If the weather was kind enough, he was allowed to sit out on the porch step before bedtime with his best friend Bobby and gaze upwards. Bobby, it should be said, also loved the stars and would enjoy it when Ethan pointed out the planet Venus or a passing satellite. Bobby was a teddy bear and so didn't know much about space and was grateful that Ethan shared everything that he knew. One summer's evening, the pair was sat in their usual spot by the light of a beautiful round moon. Ethan had challenged Bobby to spot a satellite as it passed far overhead, but so far, Bobby had failed to find one.
"Is that one?"
asked Bobby excitedly as he pointed a paw to a distant flashing light.
"Oh no, I don't think so," said Ethan. "If it's a flashing light, it's probably an airplane."
"It's pretty, though," said Bobby. "Look, it's got lots of colored lights."
"Wow, I've never seen an airplane do that," said Ethan. Bobby scratched his nose.
"Is it me,
or is it getting bigger?"
Sure enough, the lights were getting brighter and closer. They could see yellows and reds and green and purple. Then, before their very surprised eyes, the airplane was hovering over their back garden.
"No way! It's a flying saucer!"
said Ethan as the spacecraft softly settled on the grass. It wasn't a terribly big flying saucer, not much larger than a small car, and as they watched, the side opened up to reveal the inside. Expecting to see an alien, Ethan and Bobby were surprised to see it empty.
"There's nothing in there," said Ethan.
"Then how did it get here?" asked Bobby. "What does it want?"
Ethan rubbed his chin.
"I don't know. Come on, let's go and have a look."
The pair approached the flying saucer slowly, just in case there was any danger. Then, when they were a handful of steps away, something moved inside the cockpit. To their surprise, a snaking coil emerged, like an octopus's arm, and moved towards them, forcing them to take a step back. For a moment, Ethan was worried that the arm was going to snatch them up. But instead, the tip of the coil opened out like a flower to make a small screen. Ethan and Bobby watched, fascinated, as the screen began to show a video of a little blue alien in a silver spacesuit. It was walking across a rocky landscape when suddenly it disappeared. The screen then played the video again, and this time both Ethan and Bobby were able to work out what happened. It looked as if the little alien had fallen down a hole in the ground.
"Oh my," said Bobby. "Do you suppose that little alien is hurt?"
"Maybe," said Ethan. "Either that or stuck. I think that's why this flying saucer is here. It needs our help to rescue the little alien."
"Then we must," said Bobby, thumping his paws together.
Wasting no further time, they climbed aboard. The hatch closed and the flying saucer took off into the sky.
"Where do you think the little alien is?" asked Bobby. "It looked very rocky. Could it be Texas?"
The flying saucer rose higher and higher into the air, and through the window, they could see the full moon before them.
"Maybe it's the moon," said Ethan excitedly.
They were moving much faster now, faster than any human or teddy bear had traveled before. In no time, they had shot straight past the moon and were heading out into the solar system.
"Woohoo!" cried Bobby.
Inside the saucer's cockpit, a small compartment opened and two silver bundles popped out. Ethan took one and shook it out.
"It's a spacesuit," he said. "I think we're supposed to put them on."
It wasn't easy in such a small space with so many elbows and knees poking everywhere, but eventually they managed it and settled back down into the cockpit's broad seat.
Out of the window, a tiny red speck was growing in size as they approached it. The closer they got, the more the flying saucer slowed down.
"It's Mars!" said Ethan. "We've flown all the way to Mars!"
The flying saucer swept down onto the planet, skimming through the sky over orange and red rocks. Eventually, it came to rest in a small, dusty clearing. And as it did so, each of the spacesuits produced a helmet that enclosed Ethan and Bobby's heads.
"Hey, look at us!" said Ethan with delight. "We're real astronauts!"
The flying saucer's side opened up, and the pair hopped down onto the surface of a completely different planet.
"Where's the little alien?" asked Bobby, looking around. "Can you see the hole?"
"He can't be far," said Ethan. "Let's have a look around, but be careful. We don't want to end up down a hole, too."
They searched among the rocks and stones, treading carefully, until suddenly, Bobby let out a shout.
"It's here! The hole! I think I found it!"
Ethan bounded over, and the pair of them peered down into the darkness. As they looked, tiny lights lit up on the tops of their helmets, bringing a little light to the darkness. And there, sure enough, was the little alien.
"Hi!"
said Ethan with a little wave.
"Hello!"
said the little alien.
"I'm stuck!"
"Don't worry," Ethan replied. "We're here to help."
Working together, Ethan lay on his stomach and gently lowered Bobby down into the hole by holding his legs. Bobby, in turn, reached out his teddy bear paws to the little alien below. It was a stretch, but it was just enough, and soon they were lifting the little alien out to safety.
"Phew,"
said the little alien as they sat on the rocky ground afterwards.
"Oh, I thought I was going to be stuck in there forever. Thank you."
"It's all thanks to your flying saucer," said Bobby. "If it hadn't come to find us, we could never have helped."
"It's a really great spaceship," grinned the little alien.
They made their way back to the flying saucer and climbed inside. It was definitely a squeeze to get everyone in, but they managed it.
"I suppose you better take us home," said Ethan sadly. He didn't want this little space adventure to end.
"Yes, I should,"
said the little alien, looking at Ethan and Bobby's sad faces.
"But first, who wants to visit another planet? Jupiter is just awesome!"
"Yes!"
whooped Ethan and Bobby. And so they did. The end.